They're weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all recording.
Shaboy! Yeah.
This is a pod. That's podcast.
This is a podcast.
That is a podcast.
The podcast.
Mamma mia, that's a podcast.
It's a spicy marinara.
That is one podcast. Two a podcast. Three a podcast.
Three a podcast.
Is this racist?
The guest do.
Is this racist? Hello.
I do declare, my dudes. Tally ho, my dudes.
Tally ho, my dudes.
All right,
we
are
here.
We are in my basement. Using Ableton, I just spent the last 25 minutes trying to figure shit out.
Meanwhile, Julian and I were freestyling over some beats Nathan made.
Yeah. We were going wet.
Yeah, but I didn't export a lot of those
beats.
So I can't put them in this yet because Ableton's being... Actually, not Ableton. I don't put any fault on Ableton.
It's all your fault.
It's all my... it's all Windows' fault for fucking up my computer with the update.
It's your dumbass computer.
God damn it.
Windows 10.
Thanks, Bill Gates.
Don't
you
get
fucking
it.
Coming right out of the gate with Windows 10.
So,
on Windows 10.
I'm just
shade
gonna
of Pinkett Smith on Windows 10.
I'm just going to start complaining about Windows 10 and their new update. I can't open my start menu for first of all.
Why?
I don't know why. For second of all, I can't open my notifications panel, which lets me know if I have new information. Can't open my network settings, so I can't connect to the network. And I can't open my computer display settings, so I can't change how it looks.
Wait, what does this one do?
There are a myriad of other things that I can't do with the update. But those are the most important. That's frustrating the shit out of me. So,
what would you rate Windows 10?
Before this update, I would have given it like an 8. After this update, like 3.
Damn.
I'm PG, and Windows 10 was my ideal.
My name's Disney Channel, and Windows 10, Sailor Moon.
Suck a pee-pee.
Julian's wearing a Sailor Moon tank top.
I'm the Shrek is sucking you off.
And his.
What about Comrade Shaq, though?
Comrade Shaq.
Comrade Shaq.
Yo, if you ain't on that shit, get on Comrade Shaq. We're going to retweet this from the account right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it right now.
And then I think I already retweeted the Shaq of sucking you off.
Oh, I'm chewing gum straight in the mic right now. I'm going to.
Disgusting.
Spit this out.
I chew gum into the mic on a straight basis.
I chew gum in my face in the United States.
I chew gum into the mic in the United States. I chew gum into the mic in the United States.
Where should I put it?
I gotta put my elbows down.
Put it in your butt and then save it for later.
I'm just gonna put it on my next to the other piece of gum.
I'm gonna put that on my contact.
Put it on the tip of your dick so like when you put a condom on, it stays on better.
You know what? We never did.
That's going nowhere. Be sure to cap your emissions.
That's how you get maximum.
I heard
pleasure.
If you put like if you put some like Elmer's glue at the end of it, you know.
At the end of a condom or
yeah,
the end of
it
your just, dick?
It eats away at the condom and your dick at the same time.
Then it turns into a black hole.
Hey, press a key.
Press a key in the beat.
Ooh. My leg is asleep. Holy shit.
Yeah, buddy. Dr. Brexit going hard. Dr. Brexit.
Dr. Brexit is back for a second consecutive episode for the first time ever. He's laying him down. He's getting hard. He's giving me a run for my money.
This is some like news type shit.
Ooh.
So, I'm convinced that no one who follows us on Twitter actually listens to our podcast.
Basically.
And,
what the fuck?
And somehow our audience, we've garnered an audience of 26 solid listeners that don't follow us on Twitter. They just follow us on our podcast.
I mean, that's good.
Wait, what?
They're there, but
wait, 26?
Even though we talk about our Twitter literally every episode.
Wait, 26 people follow our podcast on like iTunes?
Well, we get like 26 listens every episode. Well,
that's pretty good,
least.
Though.
Well, how can you assume that they don't follow us on Twitter then?
Because they never interact with us on Twitter.
That doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, maybe they just don't want
maybe
to.
They just suck. Maybe our listeners.
Maybe
just
our Twitter is a piece of shit.
If I know anything about,
I'm gonna put it on that our Twitter sucks. But our individual Twitters are great.
If I know anything about
I was going to, but then
podcasts,
it
it's that me as a listener likes to be degraded by the podcast itself.
You guys suck.
We're like breaking the fourth wall with this.
You're all idiots and you should die.
Wait, I want to see if I can change this automation during recording.
Darn.
But?
Darn. So, Nate, we got to breeze through this episode because you have a prior engagement.
Yeah.
What is it?
He's getting engaged.
I'm going to see that new action movie with Ryan Reynolds and
Samuel
Jackson. Bodyguard or whatever.
Bodyguard.
Yeah. Going to see that with my fam.
I was thinking about going to that.
Because I'm ready for a fast-paced, dumb action movie.
I'm ready for a dumb movie.
I've been waiting all summer to go see a dumb action movie, and looks like this is going to be the one for me.
Boom, baby. I can't wait. I was saying the other day when I saw Dunkirk last week, I'm like, I'm ready for fucking Oscar season. I want to cry for 3 straight months.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm over the summer movie season.
I still need to see Dunkirk.
It was very good.
I know. I've heard real good things from literally every human.
Guess you're just the one human.
I'm the one human
that hasn't seen
it.
Let's play Seen It.
Live on stage.
I've never even played
Seen
It.
Hey, guys.
Before.
Seen It episode.
We're going to put out a Twitter poll.
Wait. Let's play Scrabble right now.
No.
Let's play Pictionary.
Too much table space.
Yeah, what about Sorry, though?
So we're going to put out a Twitter poll. Would you come see us
and
do a
would
lot?
Would you come?
Would you come? God.
Vote on
God,
our Twitter.
Yo, God is less than come.
Skeet mildly flex.
What?
He's having a stroke.
I'm trying to figure out how to do this.
I need an ambulance!
Trying to do.
Yo, where the ambulance?
Automation. Oh, I can't automate.
The man laying there on the ground. Where the ambulance?
Oh, I need to stop
have
the recording to map
Vine?
The automation. That sucks.
It's so funny.
All right, I'm putting out
R.I.P.
the
Vine, am I right?
Where the ambulance?
So would you come see a live recording of our podcast? Would you sit in an audience and watch us?
Wait, we need to get like a really shitty laugh track too.
We should just record a laugh track of all three of us doing like ha 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 like that.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
All right, perfect. I'll use that later.
That's going to be very loud.
I might put that like different places throughout this episode.
Thank you.
I've had a cough all week.
Get a solid cough in.
Yikes. I'm excited for bodyguards. So we got...
I can't wait to get a bodyguard.
I can't wait to get bodied.
I asked our listeners who follow us on Twitter actively what we should talk about on today's episode. We got two responses.
Ooh, faithful listeners.
One of them
friend of the show.
One of them from our dear friend, Jamie.
Friend of the show.
Who tweeted a picture that we'll retweet after this episode goes up that says, it's a scene of a classroom with an emoji of a thinking face thinking of a anaconda minion with pills of Adderall. It says, is going to make you more focused on what's distracting you.
What?
So it says, Adderall
is going to make you more
holy
focused
shit
on what's distracting you.
This is disgusting.
And what's distracting you
is
a
minion, anaconda style. So,
no,
this
no good.
My feels on this image, on this PNG, as it were, is...
On this EXE.
It makes me feel utter disdain for the days... Where I would sit in middle school and think of nothing but heterosexual
Six.
Thoughts.
For the days when minions
didn't exist.
Emerged.
The days when minions weren't
I've
real.
I've never seen a minion movie, and I never will.
Or the emoji movie. This is a reference to middle school, the Adderall.
Yo, speaking of school.
Speaking of school.
Today was the first day of school.
Not for me.
For the high school.
Yeah, I got trapped behind a bus.
For our school district. I got trapped behind a bus. They ran me over. My car is total. Help me.
Hey, dude, you can't just... We're still talking about this.
And I transitioned to school.
You don't want
to
talk about this image
anymore? But let's talk about the opioid crisis going on right now.
At the school.
Men are going through an opioid crisis.
Are you serious?
People are doing heroin in the middle of class.
Heroin's not an opiate.
People are doing cocaine in the bathroom or in the
middle
of
lunch.
Cocaine is not opiate. An opioid is like Dilaudid, which I was on.
Or oxycodone.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean people aren't doing these things.
Or
how do you know? Do you go online?
I go. I'm secretly a student. Just kidding. I never graduated.
Do you go? Are you a narc? Like in 21?
Yeah, Julian's still trying to pass sophomore year.
I'm a neo narc.
Dr. Brexit's not. He's not a narc. He's not a narc. He's denouncing all narcs.
He's also a neo narc.
He's not. He does. He's denouncing
getting
all
close
narcs.
Close to a
denounce neo narcs.
Dead ass. Dead ass.
Narc.
Acropolis.
Acropolis. I'm trying to get a.
That'd be a sick beat.
start a beat. Do it right now. Do it right now.
You can get like a drum beat.
We don't have a back. Wait, what do these do?
I can put it on the drums. I can put it on the drums.
All
right, let me put it on the drums.
So.
Wait, stop playing.
Who remembers their first day of school?
Ever?
Ever? Because I sure seldom remember my first day
of
kindergarten.
What's your most memorable first day of school?
What?
I really don't know.
you guys suck. You're off the podcast.
All right, we got drums.
First day of school.
These don't work.
Yeah, but the drums are more important.
I don't know. You start us off. Get us going.
I remember our last day of school, so that helps. I found $20. Speaking of finding money, I went to Cedar Point yesterday. First coaster I rode, I caught $10 out of the air.
On the coaster.
Yeah. While I was on the coaster, we were like three or four carts behind the front cart, and the person's stuff in the front cart started flying all over the place.
Were they mad about their money loss?
I don't even know if they noticed. I think they were after when we got back.
Oh, dude, I was going to use that $10 to buy half my lunch at Cedar Point because everything there is goddamn fucking expensive.
They lost way more than that, though. There was a bunch of stuff that flew out. I just threw my hand up and caught a sweet 10, and I was like, I'm just going to pocket
this. They lost
this.
A lot of stuff?
Yeah. I saw, like, cards flying.
I don't feel bad for them. I don't really feel bad for
I
them.
Don't.
Am
I
a bad
like,
person for not being
I, I literally, I didn't buy anything there. I made a profit going to Cedar Point.
That's true. I forgot about that. Because you got a season pass.
Yeah, and that was my second time, so it was paid off. And I didn't pay for parking.
So are we not talking about our most memorable first day of school anymore?
Well, you guys can't even remember one.
I mean, I remember orientation week of college.
Ooh.
But that's pretty recent. That was only 3 years ago.
What are you looking forward to this first day of school? Are you going to put on your best
tennis
dress?
I'm looking forward to my gym class and my lab class.
Junior year of college.
Senior
taking
year.
Gym.
Senior
oh,
year
fuck, yeah. Yikes.
Taking my last gym class, senior year of college, playing tennis on the south side.
Dana's going
just
back
like
to
a,
school.
Just like Lord. Wait, let's
right?
Sorry, I was just making beats this whole time.
You're going back to school?
Yeah, after a year hiatus because my lung.
I've been on hiatus.
Holy fuck, that is.
Talk about school to that. Rap about school to that.
I fucking hate school. Give me that fucking. Yeah, give me that. Sounds like a Tyler Creator beat now. Yeah. Wait. Just keep doing this one. School makes my dick soft. While I'm eating on some Pop Rocks. Maybe get a cock. I'm talking poultry. Not male anatomy. This beat's fucking me up. I feel like Jay-Z. All right, yeah, that was good.
That was amazing.
Yo, I feel like Jay-Z. That's it.
I feel like Jay-Z.
I feel like Jay-Z.
Feel like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Feel like Jay-Z. All right, I'm
this is... Dude, listen to any Tyler... Like, oh, early yeah. Tyler Creator song. This is on it.
I'm going to change it back to... The keys.
What?
Is this mic recording?
Is the second mic recording? Okay, I didn't know.
So guys, we gotta talk about the second image.
Image number two,
sent to us by our dear listener Dallas.
PNG number two, Quentin Tarantino.
Actually, this is a JPEG.
How the fuck do you know the difference?
How do you tell?
Because this one's better quality.
What?
Actually, I think all images on Twitter are JPEG.
Wart.
So this is the famous picture of the famous
picture
lady,
the famous picture.
Chelsea Manning, stomping out the haters.
I thought that was a man.
Huh?
That was a man.
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't really know who Chelsea Manning is. I just know that this is Chelsea Manning.
Yeah.
I don't really know anything
Wasn't she arrested?
Was it? Wait.
Let's just
I think
go
she
on
was
Google.
Arrested.
Was it man to woman or
Chelsea,
woman to man?
What?
Manning.
I think.
I want to get this right.
Probably
I think
man
male,
or woman.
Female.
Okay.
I think. MTF.
Okay. News.
MTF.
MTF.
Top Thursday, stories.
What?
Monday, Tuesday,
top story. Top story from August 11th. Chelsea Manning doesn't look that glamorous in Vogue.
That's stupid.
Washington
why?
Post.
That's not news.
And that's great. there is a single thing worth noticing about the photo shoot of Chelsea Manning. This era's second most famous transgender woman and second most. Who's the first most?
Bruce Jenner.
Yikes.
What?
Bruce Campbell.
Let's see. So
Bruce
Chelsea Manning
the
stomping
shark.
The haters. I wonder what Dallas wants us to talk about. The haters. On this episode.
Who are your haters?
What are you talking about?
Who are your haters? You gotta take a topic and then turn it into
Billy
something
Ray Cyrus.
Else.
Billy Ray Cyrus has a personal vendetta against me. he sent 8 hitmen after me, but I've killed them all. So
how'd you kill them?
Death.
You killed them with death?
Yeah. You ever heard of the Black Plague? They didn't. Until they died from it.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, shit.
This is a fucking Black Plague? Oh, shit. I hate this. This patch is disgusting.
I recently found out Satoru Iwata is still alive and he's trying to kill me.
His death was a hoax, just
he
so he could
his own death, so he think, so he'd make me think he was dead, but he's gonna try to kill me.
I just found out the whole Sonic team hates me because they released Sonic Mania after years of releasing shit.
Yeah, they hate you.
They hate me because they finally made a good Sonic
game.
After that wasn't even them. That's the funny part. It's a fan made game by the fans for the fans, not for. Sonic.
Satoru Iwata's reincarnation was fan made.
he's hanging up there with the best.
I think Sonic was
Prince and
Prince and
that's it.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Prince.
I need a portrait of Prince,
Karl Marx.
Prince.
Billy Joe Arms.
I need a portrait.
Yo, I didn't know he's dead.
He is now.
I need that portrait of Prince.
Just live on Twitter. Billy Ray
Billy Ray
Armstrong kills himself. Live on Periscope.
Billy Ray Armstrong.
Do you think there would be more
Billy
of
Ray
American
Armstrong?
Wait.
Warrior.
American hero. Billy
wait,
Ray
would
Armstrong.
You, do you think there would be more of a strong reaction? Like more of a negative reaction or more of a. What I'm trying to say is.
What he's talking.
Do you think people would be more upset if Billy Joe Armstrong killed himself than what just happened to the lead singer of Linkin Park? Do you think people would care more or less?
I don't think Green Day is really relevant anymore.
But he just put out that new song with lead singer and
who listened to that though?
What
I it was horrible. Lead singer of fuck
Fleet Foxes.
Nope.
Lead singer of
Rancid.
Rancid.
What?
Rancid's good. I used to listen to Rancid all the time.
I think it was. Rancid.
I used to drink Rancid all the time.
So
it was a drink.
Chelsea Manning is stomping out Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Ray Armstrong.
Billy Ray Armstrong.
Conclusion. Billy Ray Armstrong is our hater. if your name is Billy Ray Armstrong, you are not allowed to listen to this podcast.
Get off. Hop off.
Yeah.
No. sports fans.
All right,
so,
let's get
have
some
you
hot
played
takes.
The new Sonic Mania?
No.
No.
I really wanna.
Why didn't you?
So, I'm playing a game right now called Hyper Light Drifter, and I need someone to talk about it with because I got to World 3 recently, and it just got really hard. The difficulty spiked insanely. And the thing that I like about this game is that it just throws you into this world, kind of like the first Zelda. And no one speaks to you in words, and there's not like really a word tutorial like with text. You kind of just have to figure things out by yourself. Like I thought I was collecting these gold like pellets for the first whole stage, not knowing what they did. And then I went back to like the hub world, which is just like the middle of the map, to find out that they're currency where you can buy new abilities. I had no inkling of what they were supposed to do before. I just had to explore. And it's a good game because it really incentivizes exploring, which is great to have in an adventure game. And literally every character just talks to you in pictures. Like, they just give you a slideshow
cool.
of, like, pixel art to look at instead of dialogue.
That's pretty cool.
It's fucking sick. I'm late to the game. It came out, like, last year. I got it on a Steam sale because my friend Caius bought it for me because he's awesome.
That's cool as fuck.
Isn't the game... Well, wait. The game is developed by this guy... Who he has like some like heart condition and he can die like any day and like that's what like inspired him to like
what?
Make the game like yeah like
it's
like,
a really good game
like certain aspects in the game I guess are like relative to like his condition or something.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool.
Oh wow.
I'll yeah like there was a whole like segment thing about like leading up to like the release of the game and everything. It was really cool.
When your character has flashbacks in the game, you do. Like stumble and cough and like choke out blood.
Yeah, that's what happened to him.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And then you get like flashbacks and like more story.
What kind of game is this?
It's a top down adventure RPG.
It's an isometric.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Isometric. It's like, not like tilted, it's still like head on.
It's like
okay.
Did you play Transistor at all?
Nope.
It's kind of like Transistor. I don't know if you've seen
it's a great point
Transistor.
For me.
But yeah. the combat is super smooth. You can shoot your gun and you can also slash with your sword and those are your two weapons. And in order to get your ammo back, you have to slash things. And it could be anything. The environment is slashable. The enemies die from slashing.
Anything slashable if you wanted it to
be. The last boss I just fought was a birdman. He was like a magic birdman that summon fire up from the stage and you had to dodge it and memorize his patterns and shoot him with your gun and it was so awesome. And so the music
Dude,
is so good and this
guns are fucking
guns
awesome.
Are Call of Duty World War II.
Call of Duty Dude. Nazis.
I can't wait
Call of Duty
I can't wait until everyone that thinks I can't wait until I can't wait
no
until
transition.
Everyone that
Nazis are bad
thinks the Holocaust was a hoax that also likes.
Should we talk
Call
about
Duty?
Current events? No.
Ooh, no, I don't want to.
No, I honestly don't. I'm just going to say fuck Nazis. That's it. I'm just
fuck Nazis. Say fuck if you're a Nazi and you listen to this, you can just kill yourself. I really don't.
Yo,
have a
who
with
saw
that.
The pic of that kid in the Punisher hoodie ready to roll up?
Oh, dude.
What?
Dude, the Punisher with the zip up hoodie, man.
Send that to me so I can put it in the show notes.
Show note. Oh, yeah. He's,
he's ready to go. Those look like airsoft guns, though.
So. Fake Punisher.
I'm so fucking tired right now.
Real talk. I haven't. I'm tired.
I haven't also, slept in
I'm
two
tired.
Days.
You tired? We all tired. We all tired. I'm tired. You tired? Where's the fucking thing? Guys, here's an impression of me doing. Here's an impression of
Vinny Car Wash.
A man from my work, Vinny. He's very short. He's got a mustache. He's bald.
He's bald.
And he sounds like
he's
this.
Balding.
And he sounds like this. Where's the fucking thing? I gotta get in a fucking ball. Why are you doing this?
Dude, he's such a fucking creep.
I was telling Nick, my boss, at today when I went up into the office. They were saying shit about Vinny. And
were they?
Yeah.
They were talking shit about Vinny?
Well, no, I brought it up because I'm like, yo, he's a fucking creep. And they're like, you're just realizing this?
No,
and then,
yeah.
And then Jake was like, yeah, he likes the young women. And I'm like, ugh!
What?
Yeah. He's probably like in his 70s or
he
late
fucking
60s.
Creeps on Anna all the time.
Yeah, she's probably like in her 20s.
Yeah, Anna's like mid-20s,
probably.
I'd say.
Then he's like in his upper 60s probably. And he's a fucking creep. And yeah. He's like... He'll, like, walk up and, like, poke her in the stomach, and it'll be like, like I fucking gotcha.
Jesus
Christ. He's horrifying.
He's fucking weird. He probably smells bad, too. He drives a shitty Chevy Impala. We gotta take a picture of Vinny.
Oh, no.
We gotta get a picture of Vinny.
Dude, but do it like right in his face. Be like, Vinny, Vinny, look at me. He'll be like, get that shit out of my face.
Wait, we got to ask Anna if she has any pictures of him.
Oh,
no, I know she does.
That's
probably.
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
Wait,
do your impression of Vinny again.
Yeah, do your.
Fuck.
poke Anna in the stomach again. Wait, you're Vinny and Dana's Anna.
No.
Do
please,
it.
Okay. No,
do
no,
it.
No.
Role play. Role
get
play.
Get away.
That's basically what it looks like, though. He's a rapist. That's what he's like. Why?
True.
I've Jesus. Had
we
no
speaking the truth out here.
Truth.
Truth.
I've had no success with human contact in the past 48 hours.
What?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Wait, what did you say?
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
He's had no success with human contact in the last 48 hours. I look like I'm on a juice diet right now. I'm fucking juicing. I'm shooting,
What was that shit John was talking about? That fucking diet.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Some bullshit diet.
So Surf Deer has a show coming up, and we haven't practiced in over a month.
I'm tired.
General consensus.
Yeah. That was the live crowd reaction.
I got a... All right. We got a show. I got a question.
Yeah.
What are you going to show? What are you going to show?
My dick fell off.
What?
What are you going to show?
So I just watched the TJ Miller comedy special recently. And
that was such a quick change of topic.
It's
because I want to talk about it. Hello. It's because I want to talk about this comedy special. I've watched
dude,
it twice in
dude,
a row.
That,
2 days in a row.
First thing. Wait, hold on.
That's not even going to be worth it.
So the T.J. Miller comedy special starts off with him coming out on stage, opening a bottle of water, and dumping it all over himself.
Ooh, get those jitters out.
After his wife so kindly sets up his stool that he doesn't sit on, because I don't know why comedians always have stools on stage if they don't sit on them. But anyway, his comedy special ranges from absurd to obnoxious to thought-provoking and humorous. It's always humorous the whole time. It's humorous. I laughed.
I laughed at comedy.
I laughed at comedy. He's good at it.
Comedy's funny.
So
we're so tired.
One of my favorite segments from the special is when he talks about how time is the closest thing that our society has to a god, because it is omniscient, omnipresent, and it's the deciding factor in all of our deaths. He makes that funny. He makes things that are morbid funny. Enslaving your pets.
Don't do it.
As slaves. He talks about relative morality. Oh, it's because he left the air filter on.
I'm talking about augmented reality.
He talks about relative morality. He makes that funny.
R.M.
He makes saying fuck you to someone whose name is Derek's parents funny. Live on stage, he sprays water in a girl's face just like the classic old comedians did from a bottle.
Yeah, like Beethoven and Mozart.
Funny
guys.
Mussolini, I heard he did that.
Now introducing to the stage, Benito Mussolini!
I was crying from laughing, thinking about Vinny skipping around at work.
Watch the new TJ Miller.
No, just imagine him just...
Special. It's good. It's funny. It's good stuff. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap this up?
No.
Whoa, this is quick.
It's 8 o'clock.
Wait, we got to do the things.
We got to do the
takes.
Let's do a take.
We got 4 minutes.
Roll it right into the takes. We got to go hot on them.
Hold on.
Cue it.
Right. Shit. All right.
Cupid.
All right. This drawing is 50 times stronger than heroin. No one can stop it. What is it?
Love. Happiness.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
It's a drawing?
A drawing.
No one can stop it. A drug, you fucking idiot.
Oh, it's a drug.
He said heroin. What is heroin but a drug?
I don't know. I thought he said
fucking
drawing.
Stupid ass piece of poopy.
I didn't hear it properly.
Poopy poo-poo. You're a stupid poopy.
This drug is stronger than heroin.
What is stronger than heroin? No one can stop it.
Coffee. Cigarette
breath. Benito Mussolini.
Coffee's not a drug. Caffeine.
You're wrong.
Caffeine's a drug.
Caffeine is technically a drug, yes.
Communism. No one can stop it.
Yeah, true.
This drug, Love and Other Drugs, starring Anne Hathaway.
The Weeknd's hot pop hit singles.
NyQuil. NyQuil. No one can stop it.
Motrin. Take some Motrin and watch 50 Shades Darker.
Motrin's not a drug. That's just a brand name, you fucking poo-poo head.
Oh, my God.
It's ibuprofen. Acetaminophen.
Oh, okay. So
Tylenol.
Next.
What are some ways to watch the eclipse, IRL or online?
With your dick out.
I'm putting the glasses on my dick.
I'm wearing 3 pairs of sunglasses to watch the eclipse, and they're all polarized, and I'm all going to tilt them 90 degrees so it blacks out all the sun.
Ooh.
Just kidding. I actually bought the 99. I bought
was just
the welding goggles.
What?
I was just going to dig a hole in the ground and then fuck it.
Like an ostrich, but
like
with
an
your
ostrich,
penis.
But with your dick. It's going.
That's heterosexual.
Do some cock push-ups.
Very
high
nice.
Five.
Very nice.
Very cool.
So you guys, all right. What's our last hot take?
Next, all right. Let's
do
see.
Two more takes. Two more hot takes.
Shit.
Oh.
So no. My hot take.
These,
on
these
shit
takes aren't
is...
good. Fuck you, Snapchat. They suck.
All right.
Hot take. Diet Coke sucks.
Quick game. What's hot?
Potatoes.
8 moves to make your pancake booty pop.
What?
What are some moves?
Pancake booty.
What are some moves?
The hold up, the stick 'em up, rob the bank, take the cash,
turn
good.
Around,
get
That's
it
good.
Out, pop that ass.
Ring around the posy.
Pop that pussy.
Ring around the rosy. Pocket full of posies. Ashes.
Ring
ashes,
around the
pop
rosy.
That
pocket
pussy.
Full of pussies.
That's good.
London Bridge is falling. Pop your pussy.
I don't know. Just shake it side to side a bit.
What if you
jiggle it around?
Die in a car accident.
Nah, wear a seatbelt.
You get pulled over. You get out of your car because the cops checking you, and then you just slap that ass on the hood of the car.
Wait, what was the thing? What was the thing?
8 moves to get your pancake booty popping.
1.
Syrup.
1. Eat
syrup.
More food
eat
so
it.
That you get a big butt.
Yeah.
2.
I don't think
shake that butt. 3. Wiggle that booty. 4. Bounce it up and down. 5.
Drop that ass.
6.
Grab that shit.
7.
It's yours, bitch.
8.
Bake a cake.
Hey!
Yeah.
All right, one more hot take.
Go, go, go.
Okay.
Go, go, go. Shit. Last one.
Oh, last one.
We're going to do it to the theme. We're going to do it with the theme playing.
Oh, my God.
How to be way less tired.
Be way less tired. Be awake, idiot. Wake up.
Wait, what? Why'd you start the theme and then stop it?
I didn't. I just moved it. Now you created an awkward situation for our listeners. My mom's not here. We gotta go see the movie.
How to stay awake?
How to stay awake? Take that Adderall.
Take Adderall.
I'm off 12 Zans.
Pop all those.
Do a bunch of push-ups.
Do a bunch of sit-ups.
Do pull-ups.
Pull-ups. Jumping jacks. Work out.
Watch anime.
Eat a bunch of fruit roll-ups.
Follow us all on Twitter. You know our handles by this point.
Listen to our podcast.
Listen to
our podcast to stay awake.
If you're doing this and you hit this point, you've probably done it.
Put your dick in the dick.
Don't forget to put
your dick in the dick.
In the dick.
Tally ho, my dudes. Stay woke.
Stay woke.
We fucking...